You're tuned into The Burrow on CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Andy Resto. I host this program every Monday from 3 to 4 p.m. We're broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory here at the University of British Columbia. We're going to start it off slow. It's going to disintegrate a little bit. Enjoy. This is a group called Tambour, T-A-M-B-O-U-R, from Montreal, with a song called L'Apostrophe, L'Apostrophe, on a record label called Moderna Records. This is The Burrow on CITR 101.9. Thank you. insert a song by an artist out of Toronto who goes by the name of Beard Closet. And that's off of a brand new record, and the song is called Blue Wall. It's on Arachna Discs, which is a Toronto-based record label. And the record that Beard Closet just put out is called Deadly Force. It is all done by experimentation with noises from a guitar. Sandwiched around Beard Closet is what we're hearing right now, a soundscape called O Horizon by a duo from here in Vancouver called Orcana, O-R-C-A-N-A, who just played the Tidal Signal Sound Noise Festival at Selectors Records this weekend, last night. It's a duo of two women, Zelda Yake and Kristen Rattray, and I'm probably pronouncing those incorrectly, apologize for that, but they go by Orcana, and this is a piece called O Horizon. Starting off the set was L'Apostrophe by Tambour, which is a classical musical project out of Montreal, composed by a man named Simon Castonguay. Okay. You're listening to The Burrow on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver on every Monday from 3 to 4 p.m. I'm the host. My name is Andy Resto. In order to move towards the rest of the show that I have planned, which involves voices, we're going to hear an artist out of Calgary named L.T. Leaf, L-E-I-F, Leaf. As I said, she is from Calgary and has a record called Shadow on the Brim / Rough Beasts. It's a two-parter. And we're going to hear the song Deep Bright. Album's an interesting combo of like typical indie pop folk songs and then these more ambient, darker pieces. And Deep Bright is a good blend of the two, I think. From there, we're going to eventually hear some Michael and the Slumberland Band, just a local group. I think I'm going to sneak some Nick Cave into this next set as well. Stay tuned. Up next is L.T. Leaf with the song Deep Bright here on The Burrow, CITR 101.9 FM.
It is so hard. understand more about fashion, we asked CITR student executive and fashion expert Jonathan Q what fashion means to him.
Like, it's just aesthetically something that's so ostentatious. Typically. I mean, because of course, I mean, it's also, you know, I mean, when you say fashion, I think people are talking explicitly about consumerism, as opposed to someone who buys, like, you know.
If you really want to know more about fashion, come on down to CITR in the Student Union Building of UBC and pick up some of our merchandise à la mode. Nous avons t-shirts, sweatshirts, socks, and coffee mugs.
But it's also very aesthetically gripping.
To keep you styling in support of the station you love. Isn't that right, Jonathan?
Well, actually, is it? Because, I mean, you know, I was going to say because of the cultural vacuum that we exist within, but then, you know, really, fashion today is kind of derived from the European idea of couture, and that's been around for centuries.
I faced it. I have Alzheimer's disease.
My diagnosis has let me get on with my life my way.
The more we learned about my grandfather's dementia, the more we could face the future and make plans.
My husband, Tom, and I spoke to our doctor right away.
I have Alzheimer's, but it doesn't have me.
I faced it.
So can you.
For more information about early diagnosis, visit alzheimer.ca.
Never.
of desire. Burned in your slave, even a fool can come, a stranger and stare, and find a rope hanging there. Stranger than kindness, keys rain like heaven's hair. There is no home, there is no bread. We sit at the gate and stretch the gone fruit of passion dies in the light. Stranger than kindness, your sleeping hands journey. Stranger than kindness, the holy soul carelessly close. Tell me I'm dirty. I'm a stranger. Seeds, Stranger Than Kindness, from their record, Your Funeral, My Trial. Thought it went well with Michael and the Slumberland Band, who was before that with the title track from their new release called The Stars Have Been Good to You. It's a local group. But what I realized would have been a bit better, although still in the same milieu, would be the new Mick Harvey album, which I just skipped my mind. Anyhow, Mick Harvey, who of course is a long time, or was a long time member of the Bad Seeds, came out with a new record, On Mute, which is his third or fourth edition of covers of Serge Gainsbourg songs, and it's called Delirium Tremens. Anyhow, that would be more on the kind of spaghetti western cabaret lines that I think Michael and the Slumberland Band plays with a little bit. Anyhow, opening up that set was LT Leaf out of Calgary, from her Shadow on the Brim Rough Beasts album, a song called Deep Bright. You've been listening to The Burrow on CITR 101.9 FM on every Monday from 3 to 4 p.m. To continue with the lyricism of the last 10 minutes or so, I've got a long one from Sun Kill Moon, Mark Kozelek, which I have been sucked into lately. I resisted it for a while, but the virtually diary entries and the quotidian lyrics of Mark Kozelek have totally pulled me in. It's both very inspirational and moving. I think a lot of his lyrics about pretty much his daily experiences, and very nostalgic. At the same time, it brings you down a bit when there's such a fullness and a richness of life in his lyrics that sometimes you may feel that you're missing something. Anyhow, from 2015's Universal Themes, this is the opening track called The Possum.
Yesterday I was working in my yard when I saw a possum swinging in the foothills, and he was all beat up and hobbling. I got a closer look and his foot was mangled. I was woken up earlier by what I thought was a cat tangle, but it was him who got it bad from the cat that night. He moved slowly down the hill when he slipped under the fence. I brought myself up, check him out, and he found a nook under the air conditioner. I pointed him out to Caroline. She crashed down and he was shaking and full of fear. And when she stood up, I asked, baby, why are you crying? She said, because he's cute and he's down there and he's dying. I went up to my room and I got a call from Justin. He was in San Francisco and Godflesh was playing. Girl, I drove me halfway there where I met Tony, and we drove to the city and we parked out in front of the DNA. Justin and us, we had some laughs and we took photographs backstage, and our guts were protruding and all of them. We just kept laughing, laughing, laughing. Laughing and laughing and laughing and laughing and laughing and laughing and laughing. Laughing and laughing and laughing and laughing and laughing and laughing. Laughing and laughing and laughing and laughing. And when Godflesh took the stage, Tony and I, we stood there floor, drum machines hammer, and feedback blades. So quiet just for a minute, and then they all soared together like a car off a cliff. They crashed and burned over and over and again they threw hard vicious guttural beef flats. They shook their opponent like a tough Roberto hand. Stone ran in the seventh round. Davey Moore, June 16, 1983, Godflesh ran the ramp that night like an early Mark Gator Rogowski. Justin lunged at the mic like a hungry great white. He was on fire, giving it everything he had, and killing it that night. Tearing out his spray, and it came to a screeching halt. A relentless and beautiful and glorious 70-minute assault. And then he bowed down and he said, this is a leg on tart. And it screeched to holy hell, and they disappeared.
And then we had pizza when I came back to my apartment in the city. Until 4 a.m. I watched movies, my ears were ringing. And I called Caroline out at the house. We talked about the concert and about the possum down in the nook. And the ocean air came through my window, and the sound of foghorn. Godflesh was down in L.A. Tony had an open house that day. And I looked out at Saucedo and Caroline was on her way back from Lake Tahoe. I got a call from Paul Sorrentino, I'd be off to Switzerland in a week or so. Caroline came home that night, and we had dinner and watched HBO, and I'm grateful for her love and for my friends to have seen the possum walk his last walk along the ivy. Possum lost the fight, his sad black eyes, what a thing to see on a glowing Easter Sunday. But that rodent was loved, and he's still thought of, and church bells rang that day. I remember hearing them in the afternoon, just as we left. He had to have heard them too.
When you join Balloon Club, we guarantee that you will be able to make a balloon poodle within the first day.
Here at the UBC Ant Club, we just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips mostly.
At Blah Club, you can blah blah, blah 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 blah.
Explosion.
There's only one club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 FM. We got free tickets to shows, whirly pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live band swag. All types of crazy people. Our programming manager rides a motorcycle. There's freestyle rapping, Nardwar the Human Serviette, the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at
CITR.
So come check us out on the floor of the Student Union Building. We got all types of crazy shit for you to do. Or check us out online at www.citr.ca.
Sit back, relax.
Don't miss Jack Velvet's Suburban Jungle Show, with plenty of funk, soul, surf, and more music. Wednesdays, 8 to 10 a.m., 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Add us on Twitter, at Jack Velvet Radio. Find us online at jackvelvet.net.
Tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM, a program called The Burrow, on every Monday from 3 to 4 p.m. My name is Andy Resto, and I'm the host of this show. The show this week's been in 20-minute segments. So the first 20 minutes was a spectrum from classical to noise music, bridged by an ambient soundscape. Second segment, I don't know, disgruntled or not always disgruntled, just lyrically dense troubadours. Sun Kill Moon, with that last one, a song called The Possum, which is the opening track to a record he put out last year called Universal Themes. Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds before that with Stranger Than Kindness, and Michael and the Slumberland Band, a group from Vancouver, member of Jody Glenham and the Dreamers that does this project. His new record's called The Stars Have Been Good to You, and we heard the title track from that album. Last portion of the show, last third of the show this week, gonna get into some more the original roots of the program, some good classic post-punk music for you all. First one here is by the pop group. It's called She Is Beyond Good and Evil. Here on The Burrow, CITR 101.9 FM.
Yeah.
got a nasty habit of scratching my nose. My code name is Happy Harry. She reads smash hits while eating her tea. To me, it sounds like bad TV. Thus explains Marky Smith the keys of existence. That was the song I'm Into CB by The Fall. A single that was released in 1982. The way I came across it is part of the two-disc Hex Induction Hour re-release. I had to get The Fall in there. It's a holiday. So there you go. We all deserve it. The pop group opened that set up with She Is Beyond Good and Evil. From an album that got put out called Cabinet of Curiosities, which is really a collection of unreleased and rare recordings. Half the songs are live, some of them are Peel sessions, etc., radio sessions by the pop group. And this one was a previously unreleased recording from 1978 called She Is Beyond Good and Evil. You've been listening to The Burrow on CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Andy Resto, and I am the host of this program every Monday from 3 to 4 p.m. Thank you all for listening. Just a couple of songs to close out the show this week. I realize I haven't gotten to this one yet. Friends of the program, Seattle band Vats, have come out with their first full-length LP, and it's called Green Glass Room. We're going to hear the song called Melting Culture from Vats, and then I think I'm going to trail things off with Pere Ubu, because I just saw announced that Pere Ubu is going to be in Vancouver playing some old songs soon. That's very exciting. This is Melting Culture by Vats from Green Glass Room. Thank you for listening. This has been The Burrow on CITR 101.9 FM.
Technology. I'm Christine Dibble,